Having great success so far this year. Does that put any pressure on you guys to succeed?
Who are the Golden Knights? only pressure is that the sniping of people saying you got to do as good as them.
It's just good. Vegas is treating us well, and I think the record doesn't show how hard that we work, and it's tough in that way, but it's good for us in the inner circle to understand what we have going on in Vegas, and if we just continue to trust and believe in each other, the sky's the limit for this team, and I'm blessed to be a part of it.
Our expectations maybe at the start of the season were a little unrealistic.
Man, we're not even worried about the playoffs right now. What we do is we take it week by week. We gotta worry about next week. You start looking ahead and you start looking over people, you might not even make it. So
that being said, to me, Urban Meyer is one of the lowest pieces of garbage there is on this earth.
Yes, he is. Whether you like it or not, that's how I feel about it. That's just the way that I feel about Urban Meyer. I always have. I always will. Well, I'm not going to say always, because if I say always, then that's kind of basically lying to all of you guys, because I didn't always feel that way about him. When I found out the true person and individual and amazing human being that this person was, you know, then I had to make that quote there. But once again, Jose V, Straight Bet Sports, I greatly appreciate you guys tuning into Light. I know it's a little bit late, way later than usual. Normally, we got a 4 o'clock start. From the studio, Gorilla Cross Radio, not the studio, as we told you guys as of right now. These are just pop-up shows, man. What we're doing is we're doing them away from the studio right now as we try to grow some of our pages. So if you haven't done so, please do us a favor. Follow the page that you see right down there. That's my Twitter handle, the one right over here, Straight Bet Sports. That's our Twitter handle for our page for everything that we're doing media related. We do a lot of interviews out here. We cover the Vegas Golden Knights. I'll be at the Golden Knights game tomorrow. We cover UNLV sports, football, basketball. Trying to get into some of the baseball. We cover some of the women basketball as well. So just make sure that you tap in with us, man. We got a lot of content that we got coming your way in the next 2 months. We have a lot of things that we got planned going. I'm going to be doing some things behind the scenes at Gorilla Cross, which is going to be pretty cool. So big shout out to Quan and everything that they're doing over there at the studio. I'm not gone. I'm still going to be there producing some shows and doing some things for other shows there. So that should be fun. I'm excited for that, man. Just added more, you know, to the resume there. But I got a good guest tonight. My guy Chris Wynn, I'm going to bring him up on camera right now. He just got off of work. If you guys know him, he's a local Las Vegas sports personality here. You can catch him on SportsX Radio with Kent Thompson Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. During the week here in Vegas. If not, you can also find him on Heatwave Sports, Fox Sports Radio on the weekend with Tom Barton and Tim Unglesby. I've been on that show as well. Great guys. Love those guys, man. Great stuff as always. If you guys haven't checked them out, check them out every single Saturday night. I know, throwing away the plugs, right? Got to throw all that out there. You guys see the plug down there as well. Our guy, Eric Navarro, make sure you hit him up, line him up by Eric. Let him know that Jose V sent you, and he'll go ahead and get you right, get you clean, get you going for the new year. and make sure that you're feeling right about yourself, right? Sometimes we need a haircut, we need a barber trim, you know, for the beard or whatever it may be. You know, you got to look right for yourself. But we appreciate his sponsorship. He's been riding with us for a minute and he has not left. But look, we're going to do a little bit different today, something that we have not done on the show. I have a lot more tools at my disposal. You know what I mean? Like a lot more things that I can use now. So I thought, why not do that? Why not go ahead and use what I have here to create a little bit different of a show? So I've always wanted to do a show where I can put up videos and basically talk about things that are being commented in these videos and give my takes live while we're watching with another individual or individuals, whether it be male, female, whatever it is, that are into sports that also want to give their takes, right? So tonight, obviously, the big topic of situation is everything that's going on with DeMar Hamlin. It's fucking scary, man. I mean, nothing else that I can say about it. You know what I mean? Nothing else matters at this point right now, which we're going to get into all that here shortly. But we have a couple different clips here. I went through a lot of different videos here that I wanted to look up and find, and I wanted to get the best that I thought that we can share, right? So I have a total of 5 videos tonight that we're going to play live here on the show. And Chris and I are going to go back and forth in there and basically give our opinions on what we feel and how we feel about the individual or individuals that are in the video and what they're saying, right? Do we think that they're full of it? Do we think that they're being honest? Are they sincere? Is it scripted? Are they trying to get more likes and more clicks just because they're local, national media, whatever you want to call them, right? Because they got the bigger names around Fox Sports or on ESPN. Is it just the fact that they want to get those likes, those follows? Or is it deep down inside real? Is it true? Are these guys being genuine, right? So without further ado, let me go ahead and bring out my guy. Is obviously, like I said, my guy, Chris Wynn. He's chiming in from the vehicle tonight. He's hanging out in the car, but he's chiming in with us. I greatly appreciate you, my guy. How you doing out there in Vegas right now?
I'm doing good, Jose. Good to join you here. I'm live from the tunnel just underneath Tijuana with El Chapo, trying to do get a little work done down here. So I apologize if the visual's not as great as it should be, but hey, whatever. What are we gonna do? We're still gonna chop up the sports here.
Oh yeah, definitely. The visuals doesn't matter, right? We don't care about that. We already know that we can talk and we can talk sports and we can give our opinion regardless of the fact. People can see you, people can hear you. That's all that matters. But As I said before we started, we got a lot to talk about with this DeMar Hamlin situation. But it's not just about the situation that's going on with the young man and his health and his life at this current situation. It's the fact that you have idiots like Skip Bayless saying and tweeting just things that make no fucking sense. Excuse my language. We're not in the studio, so I'm not censored anymore. So currently,
right.
You know, if you want to be open and feel free, Chris, tonight, please don't hold back. And I don't mean that in a joking way, because I know that you do feel a certain way about this individual and what he has said and what he has tweeted. And probably you probably have thoughts about the media in general, right? So I want to see how you feel about everything that we're going to watch here shortly. But before we get into this, before I play this first video, did you see this live or did you see it happen after the fact?
100%, Jose, saw it live and was as disturbed and horrified as probably most of you out there were, as you were, Jose, I'm sure. I was actually live at a sports book here in Las Vegas, one of my favorite stomping grounds over in Arizona, Charlie's off Decatur, in an actual sports book / bar kind of scene there. And the mood was just unbelievable. It's not something that I've ever been a part of. And I'm not overstating it. Look, we understand as people that either cover sports, are sports fans, or have been at a number of sporting events, including football games. Injuries happen all the time, right? There seems to be like a playbook that goes down with respect to injuries, regardless of how severe they are, as well, as long as they aren't like this. This was different, right, than anything else. This was different than a blown ACL. This was different than someone snapping their leg. This was different than any injury that you can think of, because the individual never regained consciousness. When DeMar was never conscious, and we did not know what the situation entailed. Therefore, you saw the reaction on the field, among the players, among the coaches, among the people that were there on the scene. You saw the fans in the stands. And then, of course, there was a reaction around the country, I'm sure. with respect to where whatever atmosphere you were in. It was just a different type of deal. And then you had the aftermath, of course, that went down, Jose, with how the NFL handled it, and you know, everybody trying to, you know, nitpicking and criticizing, whatever.
So I'm gonna stop you right there. I'm gonna stop you right there because we gotta save some of that for the rest of the show.
I just want to give you an idea. I just want to give you an idea. Look, yes, I was there. I saw it live. I had my visceral reaction, much like everybody else did. And of course, I have my opinions regarding the aftermath and regarding some of the commentary afterwards by people in the media and others.
Well, I myself was not watching it live. I was at work at the time, but I was texting back and forth with a buddy of mine, John. He lives in Miami. He's a big Buffalo fan. And me and him have been going back and forth all season because we have a bet. So we just like to have fun, you know, have a good time between each other. So we actually had a gentleman's bet on that game. And he's texting me back and forth, you know, with the field goal and then the touchdown. And then after that, he's like, man, this game is insane now. Did you see that? And I'm over here thinking, oh, you know, a big play or something, right? Because I'm at work. You know, so I don't know what's going on. I'm not watching it. So then everybody keeps coming up to me at work. Hey, did you see what happened in the football game? Hey, did you see what happened in the football game? I'm like, wait a minute. What's going on now? So I step away and I start looking stuff up. And I'm like, holy cow. Like, I've seen hits. I've seen guys get knocked out. You know, I've seen concussions. I've seen all of that. I think we've seen a lot of that. I've been watching football since, 1990, give or take. So I've seen a lot when it comes to injuries, right? And – how much this game has evolved, but it makes you think back to, I forget the guy's name. Played for the St. Louis Blues during their playoff run when he got hit in the heart, and I'll remember his name here shortly. Where they were just talking about it on the radio the other day, but now because of him, the NHL has special padding that the players wear for the heart. They have special heart padding. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy to believe because there's a lot of these players that. They're sliding, right, in the NHL. They're blocking these pucks, and they're doing all kinds of crazy things towards the end of games because they got an extra man on the puck, you know, when you got their goalie out. So there's a lot more individuals that are using their bodies as shields, as, you know, protective things instead of just their sticks. So I totally get where other leagues are coming from. So now the NFL has to figure something out. Now we have the whole concussion CTE situation. So now with this and what's going on with DeMar, definitely it's going to open up eyes medically, right, to see what's going to happen next and how you're going to protect these players moving forward from this possibly happening. But let's go ahead and play this first video here, Chris. Get your reaction on how you felt when you saw this, man. Here we go. Give us a second. So you see he gets hit, stands up.
Not what any of us want to see, and everybody's around him. And
see, look, Chris, he gets up. Okay. And then just wow.
So we'll take another break here in Cincinnati.
That's tough to watch, man, if I'm being honest with you. Just because it looks like a normal play, right, Chris? It doesn't look like anything crazy happens. Yeah. It looks like a completely normal football play, nothing dirty. And Bart Scott, I'm sorry, bro. I'm a huge Jets fan, but I lost a little bit of respect for you for trying to blame T. Higgins, I believe it was. Correct me if I'm wrong, for the hit. You're saying that he lowered his helmet and hit him in the chest. No, he didn't. There was nothing nasty or dirty about the hit that caused that to happen. It was a normal football play, if we're being honest. Anyone can see that. There was nothing dirty about it whatsoever. But to watch that play, Chris, and you saw it live, I didn't, but just to see that replay, bro, it's scary. Like, I feel for his family. You know what I mean? I feel for everyone that's involved around him. You know, aside from the football team, the players, his coaches, his teammates, the people 100% close to him. You know what I mean? That's scary to know that happened to one of your family members and that their life is in danger at this point. Granted, day by day, there's been a lot more things coming out that he's getting better. You know, he's breathing on 50% instead of 100. You know, everything, obviously, we don't know until we actually see that he's doing better, right? I don't believe anything. I think everything is hearsay, and I don't mean that with any disrespect towards the doctors or anyone. I won't believe anything until I see it. Do I believe that he hopefully can get better from everything that I've read and everything that I see going on, because it sounds like it's in the right direction. 100%. I don't think that this is going to take a turn for the worse, but it already did, if that makes sense, Chris.
Yeah, and no, there's no doubt that all of us immediately defer to having sentiment. We have empathy and compassion for DeMar and his family, right? That's all that matters. Ever since this went down, you saw the clip, obviously, and a lot of us saw it in real time. Jose, he just did, again, something so unique about that. He gets up, and you think he's going to walk off after making the play, and then all of a sudden he just freezes and just falls on his back flat to the turf. It was just something that had never been seen before. It was crazy. And then, you know, the uncertainty, Jose, and the kind of close to the vest that this has been played from the medical standpoint, right, from the officials of the hospital, as well as DeMar's family, as far as not, you know, there hasn't been too much released as of today. We're talking about right now on a Wednesday night. This happened on Monday night. We still are uncertain as to what exactly the outcome is going to be for him. Not just as far as the football career, nobody's really thinking about that right now. Just thinking about his well-being and his health, and if he's going to be able to pull through this. So it was unprecedented. That's the word that's been used a lot describing the situation is unprecedented, because you just don't have any blueprint for this. And while in the last probably 24 hours, we tried to kind of sit back and say, okay, how are we going? What's the NFL going to do about this from a logistical standpoint, as far as the game, because the game needs to be played as far as that's concerned, right? Because of the implications in the AFC. But you made a comment about 5 minutes ago regarding what could possibly happen from the NFL standpoint and from a medical standpoint, if there's going to be any changes as far as equipment or anything like that. I got to push the brakes on that, Jose. I don't think that necessarily is going to be something that's going to be on the front burner, given that I think this is going to be looked at really as kind of a freak accident. It really was. I mean, there's been hundreds of thousands upon thousands of plays in the NFL, and to kind of sit back and say, oh yeah, because this, you know, kind of strange and freak situation happened, we're going to start changing everything and start, you know, implementing all these rules or trying to change equipment and do all this. I don't necessarily know if that's really feasible, but Nate, nobody think about it. It's absolutely affects Hamlin and his family, and as well as especially the Buffalo Bills. That's a big question too, right, Jose? Is how the Buffalo Bills as a team, the players, and the Cincinnati Bengals to an extent, how do they deal with this moving forward, right? Because correct me if I'm wrong, the Buffalo Bills and the Cincinnati Bengals have games to play this weekend. There's still a season to be played. The NFL is not canceling the season because this happened. So it's going to be interesting to see how both those teams handle this adversity going forward. Regardless of whether or not DeMar is able to even come back and play, which I the expectation obviously he's not going to play this season, or he might not ever play ever again. But it's, you know, there's still things that have to be worked out when it comes to those two teams and moving forward as far as the rest of the season.
Once again, you're tuning to Straight Bet Sports live from Las Vegas, Nevada. I am your host, Jose V. Got my guy Chris Wynn, local Las Vegas sports personality, hanging out with me here talking DeMar Hamlin, and we're definitely going to get into the Skip Bayless thing, because that is one of the bigger topic of conversation. As crazy as it sounds, the media always finds a way to become the bigger focus of conversation, taking the spotlight away from where it should be. Does that make sense, Chris? I'm pretty sure you can agree with me on that. The media always
I would agree with you. Yeah, but it's the media. That's what the sports media does. It's correct. Reflect on these scenarios. So you're going to get a reaction, right, Jose? And we're talking about it right now. But it's, you know, there's going to be media members that are going to address it. They addressed it right from the onset. I mean, I thought it was a tremendous job what Ryan Clark and the team there at ESPN was able to do on the spot. Given, you know, you want to talk about ad lib situations, Jose Vellante, when it comes to sports media and having to deal with this. That was exactly what it was on Monday night for Monday Night Football, because it immediately shifted away from a Monday Night Football game into a breaking news story about a professional athlete with his life on the line. on the football field. So, look, I know we're going to get into Skip and probably get into a couple others regarding the way they addressed it. You talked about Bart Scott, which I completely agree with you. I think Bart was completely ridiculously out of line with what he had to say. And Skip Bayless is going to catch some wrath, too. But, you know, there's ways that certain media members can handle it. And then there's other ways in which they cannot handle it. And Skip Bayless and Bart Scott were two examples of how you don't handle it in a situation like this.
Once again, man, please do me a favor. I used to ask you guys all the time when I was in the studio, and I'm going to continue to do so. Please press that like, drop that comment, press that share. Let everyone know what you're tuned into tonight, and we will go from there. We greatly appreciate you. If you haven't already done so, man, please follow the Twitter page at Straight Bet Sports, as you see below here on the screen. Follow my Twitter page at Jose Volonte, and, of course, the YouTube page, youtube.com/straightbetsports. You can find us there, find all of our previous content, all of our current content, and everything that is coming in this upcoming 2023 year. We're really excited. We have a lot of things coming up. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep doing things, but I'm going to keep doing things at a different pace now. Like I said, I'm going to be doing these shows, but more like this, when there's topics and things and scenarios that need to be focused on and talked about. I'm not just going to do a show and be like, well, the Lakers played the Bulls today and they won by 20. Great game by LeBron. Not like you can hear that any time of the week, right? No disrespect.
No, but come on, Jose. You never done that before anyway. That's never been your style. You're not a breakdown a game guy. Look, we talk about games, but with us, especially with you on your show, it's about personality, right? It's about getting your opinion out there.
That's it.
Barbershop takes out there.
It's barbershop talk at the end of the day. That's all it is. We try to make it a little professional, of course, but it's still barbershop talk at the end of the day. You already know that, Chris. So, but look, man, let's see. What else do I got for you guys? I know there was something else I wanted to say, but we're going to jump into this next video here. We're finally going to get into the Skip Bayless situation, right? Obviously, Skip Bayless always runs his damn mouth, always says things, and always causes a bunch of shit to happen. At all times. Now, I always believe that he's always been the type of person that is just loud, obnoxious, says all the things that he knows are going to push buttons because he's not going to lose fans or viewership. Now, he's always walked that thin line, right, Chris? That fine line of I'm right on the edge, right on the border of I could say this, but as long as I twist my words just a bit and make sure that I don't say the political way of saying it the wrong way and getting hurt, I'm good and I can walk that thin ice, right? But this time I think he kind of pressed it a little bit. You guys saw the tweets. You guys saw the things that he said. I think he came out right away and a little bit too soon now. Were a lot of us probably thinking, is this game going to be played again? Let's be 100% honest and let's not beat around the bush. Probably. Was it our first thought when we saw what happened to DeMar? 100% not. That was not my first thought after I saw that. After everything happened, after the players left the field, after the coaches right away both agreed and said, I'm out, let's go. This does not matter. This game is over with. Did I think after, okay, maybe what's going to happen? Are they going to restart the game maybe at a later time or something like that? Of course, that crossed my mind. But I'm not out here tweeting that before anything else as if it's a priority before what just happened to DeMar Hamlin. Now, I'm not going to show the tweets because I don't want to give this guy more gas, more ammunition, and give him more of a spotlight. If you have Twitter, you have Facebook, you have all of that, you have YouTube, you have Google, go look at it yourself. You give him the likes and the views if you want, but I'm not going to do that. But I will put this video out of his quote-unquote, which I call full of shit apology, because you and I know, Chris, that that's what it was. But let's go ahead and play the video here, and then we'll give our opinions and our thoughts of what we saw from Mr. Quote unquote Skip Bayless here. Let me go ahead and share the screen. Let's see. There
we go, Chris. Shook up by what happened last night to DeMar Hamlin. In fact, I'm still wrecked. In fact, I'm not sure I'm capable of doing this show today. But after barely sleeping on it, I decided to give it a try. Maybe I'll fail, maybe we will fail, but we're going to try. We wrestled through much of the night whether to even do a show today because it felt like in our minds, we almost can't win with this, because the last thing we want to try to do is come off as insensitive to what this young man is going through in a life or death situation. The last thing we want to do is offend anyone by trying to do what we always do, which is talk about sports. As this show goes on, we're going to try to talk about a little bit of sports, but we're going to continue to talk about what happened to this young man last night and try to sort back through it with help from you in the audience. And we ask you now, if you'd like to tweet us your emotions of the night and of this morning about what happened to Damar Hamlin, please do so. You can tweet us at Undisputed, and I will be sharing some of your tweets and your emotions as we share our experience of last night through this very difficult morning for all of us. Obviously, my partner Shannon Sharp is not here today. I look forward to seeing him tomorrow.
All right, so.
Wow, Jose. Wow, Mr. Vellante.
You want to go first?
I have so many opinions on this.
You want to go first?
I'll go first. I'm going to combine it. Okay, so Jose, I'll go first. All right, first of all, he says a lot of things there. And first of all, my overall perspective regarding Mr. Skip Bayless. He's someone that has a lot of hot takes, okay, across the board. That's something that he specializes in. There are a lot of things that he says. And by the way, a lot of things that I'm going to say right now, Jose, are going to echo what Stephen A. Smith, his former partner on the much more watch show that he was on when he was hosting this with Stephen A. Smith. And by the way, in full disclosure, I'm not a big Stephen A. Smith guy either, but I absolutely concur with what he had to say regarding Skip and this entire situation the last 2 days about Mr. Bayless. He's someone who has a lot of hot takes. He's someone that at times, a lot of times is correct and he's accurate when it comes to his sports knowledge. But there's a lot of times where he is absolutely inaccurate and he is a moron and he has terrible timing when it comes to things that he said or things that he's tweeted. And this is one of those times. His tweet that went out on Monday was beyond insensitive, was beyond idiotic, and had no recollection of this, of the time and place that we were in. There, it was like he wasn't even reading the room or reading the situation. All right, I understand what you said, Jose, regarding a lot of us were thinking, oh, yeah, what's going to happen? I mean, as far as this game, yeah, you're right. A lot of us were thinking that look at this from a sports angle and are either sports fans, sports reporters, sports media peoples, sports talking heads, whatever. A lot of us did think that, but you know what we didn't do? We didn't tweet out about it and we didn't say it out loud and we didn't act like it was an important thing at the time. Skip Bayless fucked that up by tweeting out something that was not something that anybody wanted to talk about at the time or wanted to read about at the time on Twitter. And so he got the reaction. He got the fire. People came at him left and right. When he said in that clip right there that he didn't have any sleep, he didn't have any sleep because a part of that was that he was sympathetic. Yes, I think he was sympathetic to Damar in a situation. I think that he did feel the way a lot of us felt on Monday night regarding Damar and his condition. I think Skip absolutely did. The problem, though, is I think they're a big part of the reason he didn't sleep is because he was just getting bombarded and blasted and hammered for his moronic tweet that he sent out on Monday night. And he sent out a couple other tweets, too, that really weren't that bad, but it was on the heels of the most atrocious tweet when he talked about how they can't buy, how can we not play this game? How can they not restart the game? That was the tweet that got everybody incensed, and rightfully so. And that's the tweet that could possibly get him fired. And that's the tweet that, to me, I posted this on Twitter. I said, first of all, why is Fox Sports even putting him on the air this morning? The reason, and he says, I hope my co-host shows up on Wednesday or on Tuesday. And Jose, we don't have time to talk about it, but I don't know if you saw, you know, what happened when Shannon went back to the show yesterday, but it wasn't good. And you know, Skip jacked that up too.
Oh, no, but, so we're not done, Chris. I got a couple more videos. Yes. Trust me, we're going to get to
okay, that. Okay. So, but I'll go back. So Skip makes an idiotic tweet, has an idiotic tweet on Monday. Gives a, first of all, and you tweeted this out yesterday too, and I responded to it. He apologizes like in midair at the beginning of his statement. He doesn't apologize and specifically say what he's apologizing for. He just throws out that he apologizes. And then he starts going into this, we this and we that. And we didn't know if we wanted to do a show. And we, you know, didn't know what the, you know, what you out there, the listeners and in the audience want to talk about. And we want to have you tweet at us your feelings on this. Skip Bayless, it's not we. It was you that messed up on Monday night. It was you that is the one that caught the wrath. It was you that was are the one that even people that tuned in for that show on Monday who might have some kind of curiosity, right, about what he might do and what actually might happen, they were tuning in because they were going to tune in to see if he was going to get fired on the air or if Shannon was going to just knock him out on the air or, you know, or just eviscerate him. You know what I'm saying? That's why a lot of us were even tuning into that. It wasn't because we thought Skip Bayless should still have a job at FS1 and on the show Undisputed. It was because we wanted to see the reaction and what exactly, you know, what would transpire with him going on the air. So he gets on there in this sanctimonious we this and we that and, you know, an apology in thin air to nobody about anything. And then what makes it kind of weird is that at the end of the day, Jose, I think that and again, Stephen A. Smith talked about this also. He thinks that most times Skip Bayless has his heart in the right place. I think he does. I really do think he does. But I just think he's really dumb at times. He's just not a very bright individual. And he does and says things that are just not very smart at the wrong place at the wrong time. And that's exactly what happened here with Stephen with Skip Bayless on Monday night with his tweet. And then he just made it worse. He get out the shovel, Mr. Vellante. Get out the shovel for Skip Bayless because he just kept making it worse on Tuesday with him trying to justify his reaction to it and then trying to act like, oh, it wasn't really that. You give the indication that it wasn't really a big deal. And he just want and then he tried to put the focus, of course, where it should have been, which is on DeMar Hamlin and the whole situation. So, yeah, I was not happy at all with Skip Bayless as far as what he tweeted out on Monday night. I was not happy with his reaction the next day. And I'm not happy with FS1 to still have him be there because I think he absolutely, positively, Jose Vellante should have been terminated for what happened here. It's not terminated because of necessarily he made a mistake. If he would have came out and said, "Oh, I that was a ridiculous tweet. I absolutely apologize. It was absolutely the wrong." No, he should apologize because he's a moron, and because he doesn't even know how to apologize after the fact. And acknowledge that he was completely wrong in what he did and then try kind of a weak punk ass cover up type of deal that he tried to do on Tuesday. That's why he should get his pink slip from FS1. That's my personal opinion.
So look, when it comes to the deleting tweets and all that, I don't believe you should delete tweets.
I didn't say delete it. I said, you got to own it though. Yeah.
No, I'm just giving you my take now. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. I don't disagree with anything you said. I'm not against anything. I had a great take. I appreciate you being honest and giving me the exact way that you feel because you did not hold back, and that's what I told you I wanted. Yeah. I wanted you to be honest with me 100%. But the one thing that I will say that I do believe in is don't delete tweets. Whether it's something that ruffled feathers or not, you have to stand by it and be a man, right? I'm not saying that his tweet was good or correct or right by any means necessary. But I would never ask anyone to delete a tweet. If you posted it, you're going to stand by it, and it's going to stick with you for the rest of your life, whether good or bad. That's just the way I see it. Mm-hmm. Some people will move on from it in time. If not, that's what Twitter is for. Some people do their due diligence sometimes when they need to, and that's what reporters are for. Some reporters like to go through timelines and look through stuff and go, boom, remember this? Look how many racist and gay stuff and gay tweets and racist tweets have been found from famous people before they were even that big, right? And there's people out there that are busy, that are bored, that have nothing to do, that are keyboard rats and bullies that are just looking for that type of stuff. So that's what I'm saying. You have to live and die by that. If you post it, you post it. Don't go away from it. I'm not saying that it's right or it's wrong. That's just how I feel. Now, one thing that I have to be honest on before I give you my opinion about our good buddy Skip Bayless here is that the day after when I was at work, I had a conversation with a good buddy of mine, Fernando. Big shout out to my guy, Fernando. He's a big Giants fan. I know he's happy. They clinched the playoff berth there. He's a Knicks fan, so he's not too happy on that side, but he's always complaining about the Knicks. But he's a Yankee guy, is my guy. But anyways, big shout out to Fernando. And we were talking about it, and we kept going back and forth, and he was like, well, the game doesn't need to be played. And I'm like, well, it does, but in my opinion, not right now, and it doesn't really matter right away when, but I think eventually before the season is over, it has to be played because of everything revolving around the game, the playoff, how 1-3 can switch within a game of it winning or losing. And I get it. That is not a priority right now. Let me get that 100% clear before anyone comes after me and attacks me and makes it seem like I'm saying that football matters more than his health. It does not. But once we know what his health is, once we know if he's doing better, if he's going to be okay, if he's breathing on his own, his vitals are fine, he's awake, he's responding, and he's going to be out the hospital, things of that nature, then they can figure out when this game could be played. That's my opinion. Now, it's one game, right? One game that needs to be finished. If baseball can do a one-game playoff, Chris, I think the NFL can figure out a way to do it. I think the NFL can find a way to flex in maybe a Thursday night game at the end of week 18 if they have to, right before the playoffs, just to finish this game. I mean, there's so many things that could be done. But again, let me get it clear. All matters first is DeMar Hamlin's health. After that, then we could figure out the game. I want to get that clear before, again, don't come after me and attack me. But Skip Bayless, you are an absolute piece of shit. I don't know why people keep paying you to be on the air. Oh, you know what? I lie. I know why people keep paying you to be on the air. People keep paying your ass to be on the air because of shit like this. Because FS1 fucking knows. You know what? If we let this little weasel motherfucker say this, boom. Viewership is going to go through the fucking roof, Chris. You know that. And it's not because people are going to want to watch Skip because they like him. Because one person is going to tell the next person, and the next person is going to tell the next one. And they're going to go, holy shit, did he really say that? I want to see his quote-unquote fake apology. I want to see his tweets. So what does that do? He works for FS1. That boosts his FS1's viewership, ratings, all of that. It might not help their likes and all that because people are going to hate them a little more, but their videos are going to get so much more views because of all that. And that's all this is. It's a media hungry industry now, Chris. Who's going to get that first video? Who's going to get the exclusive? Who's going to find a way to take the distraction away from what really matters, which is DeMar Hamlin? That's what matters most in anything. But this motherfucker, and I'm sorry for my language, excuse me for going off the way that I am, but though for him to come out and give this quote-unquote, and I have it on the screen here now, this guy's on the TV, his quote-unquote apology, it was a joke, Chris. It looked like he was scripted. It looked like he was fake choking, holding in tears. Mm-hmm. Like, come on, bro. Like, it was so bad. And then for you, this is the one that got me, Chris. I'm sorry. When he did this, I wanted to kick the fucking screen. I could not believe he did this.
Yeah.
When he starts asking, we want you to tweet. We want to get your reactions, please. We want to see how you feel. Oh, you opened the floodgates for that one, Skip.
That was deflection, right, Jose? That was straight out, flat out deflection away from him 100%. And try to create a whole new thing, right? That's all that was.
100%. So he never really apologized. Now, we're going to play this next video, and I'm going to give you my opinion on why I feel that, yes, Skip Bayless should be fired. Ah, I can't believe it, man. some of these freaking guys have jobs, Chris, and it's just because of the things that they can say and how they can ruffle feathers. But here we go. And you touched on this. You touched on the situation of Skip and Shannon. A lot of people asked, where was Shannon? Why wasn't he there? What happened? Was anything said between these guys? Was Shannon really bothered by the tweet? Here's the video response, and here's what happened earlier, late yesterday, now that it's past midnight this morning, here on Undisputed on FS1. Let me go ahead and get this up for you guys.
Morning. There's been a lot of speculation of why I wasn't on air yesterday, and I won't get into speculation or conjecture, innuendo, but I will say this. Watching that game on Monday night, what happened to DeMar Hamlin struck me a little different. As a brotherhood in the NFL, when injuries happen, when we know injuries are a part of the game, I've seen guys suffer ACLs and Achilles tear, but I've never seen anybody have to be revived and fight for their life on the field. So it struck me a little differently because I remember seeing my brother paralyzed on the field temporarily, and he was able to regain focus. Skip tweeted something, and although I disagreed with the tweet, and hopefully Skip would take it down, but I didn't want it.
Well, time out. I'm not going to take it down because okay. I stand by what I tweeted.
Skip, let me
okay.
finish. Let me,
all right, okay.
Go ahead.
No, you go.
Go ahead, let's go, Jen.
Okay.
I mean, I cannot even get through a monologue without you interrupting
okay.
me.
Well,
you could have came back. Skip,
well, I thought,
Skip, just let that.
I didn't know you were going
to
bring up.
No, I was just going to say, Skip, I didn't want to yesterday to get into a situation where DeMar Hamlin was the issue. We should have been talking about him and not get into your tweet. That's what I was going to do. But you can't even let me finish my opening monologue without you interrupting.
Okay. I was under the impression you weren't going to bring this up because nobody here had a problem with that tweet.
No. Clearly, the bosses wanted you to offer explanation. So clearly, somebody.
No, they did not have. Nobody.
Let's go, Jen.
Oh my gosh, Jose, Mr. Vellante, let me tell you something. First of all, Shannon starts out right by saying, "I didn't want to come in and have all the speculation as to why I wasn't here yesterday." But all you gotta do, there's that thing called reading between the lines, right, Jose? There's that thing where you can absolutely, positively figure out why Shannon Sharpe was not there on Tuesday, or excuse me, not there on Tuesday and was there today. And that's because he was absolutely livid with Skip over that tweet. Now, Shannon, I mean, look, and you kind of alluded to this, right, Jose, where you said, look, don't delete tweets. Just own them. And then apologize for them if they're ridiculous, which is what Skip should have done, you know, and then moved, you know, and profusely apologize because that was a ridiculous, moronic tweet. But so I kind of disagree with Shannon there. Like, don't make him delete it. Just make him own it. And, you know, and then the powers that be at FS1, look, I mean, come on, man. Like, I mean, Shannon Sharpe's kind of put in a tough spot there because, look, it's his job. He's the co-host of that show. He's half the show. Some would argue he's more than half, which I think he is. But the point being is that, you know, he's going to go back. It's his gig. So he's going to go back. And he tries to give his opinion, right, and lay out his perspective of what happened and his reaction to it. And you got Bayless jumping in and interrupting him in the middle of the monologue. In the middle, right after the point where Shannon Sharpe mentions the deleted tweet part. That's where that got Skip Bayless because he's got such an ego, and he's such an idiot that he feels like, oh yeah, I had to jump in there because he's talking about my tweet, and I've got to jump in. I got to make a comment about that. No, you idiot. You got to sit back, listen to what he has to say because his perspective at this time and point matter more than yours. You're the idiot that fucked up and is the reason why you're on the hot seat right now. You need to sit back and listen to your co-host and hear what he has to say, and then you can reflect on it. Then you can apologize to him. Then you can, I don't know, whatever your reaction was going to be, and do it. But you saw how just upset Shannon was in that back and forth, and that gave you an indication clearly as to what had happened the day before and why Shannon was not a co-host with Skip on that first show on Tuesday.
So check this out, Chris. Call me crazy, but I'm a conspiracy theorist, right? I like to bring up and try to create things, if you want to call it that. Some people say I'm crazy, but
okay.
Remember how I said that FS1 is allowing him to do things, and you know what I mean? They're just looking for likes and clicks, and that's all they care about. Isn't it funny? Look at the reaction. Think about that reaction one more time, okay? Think about Skip's reaction when he tells Shannon, no, they didn't. No one had any issue with that tweet. Nobody here said anything about that. But yet Shannon goes, well, are you sure? Because the higher-ups, well, it's okay, whatever. But yet,
that's bullshit. What he said is bullshit. Skip is full of shit. Come on, man.
But hold on. No, Chris, hold on. Hold on. What I'm saying is, I'm not saying that he's full of shit. What I'm saying is, what if he's proving my point? What if he's proving my point?
No, he does prove your point. No, but Jose, he does prove your point. He does. And you're absolutely correct. When you said 10 minutes ago, when you talked, they're absolutely, Jose, make no mistake about it. There are execs at Fox Sports and FS1 that love that about Skip Bayless, that love from an eyeball standpoint, right? Where as far as that TV show, they got a guy that's controversial. You got a guy that's going to say things that are outrageous. You got a guy that's going to have hot takes. Like I said, you're going to have a guy that's going to be disagreeable with people, and he's going to say things that are going to infuriate people at times. But, Jose, I counter that with this real quickly. There's a time and a place, and there's also crossing the line, right? There are situations in which it goes from being a hot take or controversial in that manner, and then it's just downright unacceptable, right? And that's what that tweet was on Monday night, where you suggest that they should continue playing the football game, where we don't know if a kid has lived or died on a football field because he hasn't even regained consciousness yet. So that, to me, I understand your point, and there absolutely is executives there at FS1 that take that approach to say, oh, we want the guy to be out there. We want the guy to say things crazy. But again, there's a line that is drawn, and that Skip Bayless crossed that line. And that's why Shannon Sharpe's upset with him. That's why Terrell Owens went on social media and was blasting him. That's why a number of people that are famous or not, ourselves included, that have been blasting Skip Bayless. It's for a very valid reason. He crossed the line. And that's why this is much more than just Skip being, you know, the controversial guy that he is, or the guy that likes to get everybody, like to push everybody's buttons and all that. And that's his whole idea. Now, this was something that where he absolutely fucked up. He absolutely messed up, and he's not owning it. And he's just kind of like trying to deflect it and bounce things around in a way to make himself not look as bad. And, you know, we'll see how where it takes him as far as his gig with Fox Sports One, but yeah, it's just a bad scene for him all around.
The thing that he's being a punk about it, and he doesn't want to man up, own anything up, and take responsibility for what he did is the worst part. If you're going to sit back and tell me that you honestly feel 100% that your tweet, at the end of the day, after going through everything and looking at all the backlash and everything that happened, going, you know what, I did fuck up. That maybe that tweet was bad. Now, I'm not going to take it down, but I'm at least going to come out and go, you know what, guys? I wasn't thinking. Do I still feel that, you know, yes, this game should be played, and I kind of have the same sentiments of this tweet, yes, but do I think I fucked up? Yes. Like, he should have owned up and did not do that. But I'm going to be honest with you, Chris. I'm a little on the fence as if to if he's the only one that should be fired. Is there someone else at FS1 higher above him that needs to be fired? Is there something else that needs to be done there? Because sometimes there's execs that are trying to run things the way that they want, and it's not necessarily the way that it should be done. Does that make sense? So maybe there's more behind the scenes that we don't know about, Chris. That's all I'm trying to say. I know it's probably crazy. I'm trying to ruffle feathers that might not be there, or open up pages or read books and write pages that may not be there. But call me crazy. I just think it was too easy for him to be right back on air. No repercussions. Nothing happens to him. No suspension. No, let's keep you off the air for 24 hours and figure this out. Just boom, right in front of the camera. Not only that, dude, the day that he was on camera apologizing, within minutes, he's already tweeting, Tom Brady this, Tom Brady that. Have you ever seen this man? Oh, my God. The NBA players are scoring 40 points. I guess nothing. So what happened to you being so sad and somber all of a sudden? Yes, I get it. Well, I couldn't even get to work today. I couldn't even sleep. Well, if that's the case, you shouldn't even be tweeting after the show. You should be like, you know what? The show's over. I did the show. I got to get out of here. I'm done for the night. I'll see you guys tomorrow. No tweets or nothing. You know what I mean? There's been individuals that have done that in their life when they've gone through things because they've owned up to it. Skip, you're not that guy. I don't think you ever will be. Do I think he's going to get fired, Chris? I don't think he's going to. Do I think he should or feel that possibly that's one of the things that should happen? Yeah, because he completely crossed the line on this one and did not care and did not think before he tweeted. Other individuals have not thought before they've sent out tweets, but they have never done anything as bad as this, I think. But some people may not agree. Some people may agree. Again, it's my opinion. It's Chris's opinions. You don't necessarily have to agree with them. They're not always factual. It's just how we feel and from what we see from the outside looking in, right, Chris? Everything that we gather and we put together is what we throw out there. But I'm going to put one more video, and then we can finish up tonight, Chris. The final video that I want to put up is Nick Wright. I don't know if you saw the video of Nick Wright from FS1 as well, one of the guys that I actually like a lot. He is going to show you a different side of someone that I believe was being genuine and not scripted and not being told what to do. Call me crazy. That's how I feel. But let's go ahead and put up this next video here. Again, I'm not sure if you saw it, Chris, but if you did, give us your thoughts right afterwards. This is Nick Wright from FS1 talking about the DeMar Hamlin situation.
I think, like nearly everybody, it was very difficult to believe what I was saying. And you could tell before Joe Buck said the word CPR, you knew this was not a football injury. You knew something grave was taking place just based on the reactions of the players. And so I was almost on alert that this could be truly awful. And, you know, DeMar is, you know, her family's still fighting and still in critical condition. But I think it is somewhat of a modern medical miracle that the medical responders on the field were able to get him to the hospital, that he was able to get CPR and defibrillation in real time when seconds matter so much. And those people were absolute heroes not in the safety of a hospital, but in the cauldron of where they were figuring out, understanding it. I also thought watching it made me a little hopeful and a little sad at the kind of ways people reacted to it, Brew. I was hopeful in that there's a really nice moment in that people felt helpless but wanted to show unity with DeMar and his family. And they stumbled upon a GoFundMe that was hoping to get $2,500 and has raised millions of dollars. Like, what can we do? Let's do that. And that's like the great side of it. The really rough side of it from a humanity perspective is it seemed like, because it was so sudden, tragic, and inexplicable, people were searching for a villain when there wasn't necessarily one. People were like, oh my God, the NFL wanted them to play 5 minutes later. I don't believe the NFL ever wanted them to play 5 minutes later. I think there was a lot going on, and was the typical protocol is maybe you can get 5 minutes. This was not typical. Then people found tweets to get mad at. Then people were mad at the sport of football as a whole. Some people decided to blame modern medicine and vaccines for what was just an inexplicable, terrifying event. And it made me in the moment, I got to say, bro, two of the closest people in the world to me, my wife and you, my partner for years, are deeply religious people. And I'm not. And it made me a little envious in that moment. And since then, that I didn't have like that foundation of I don't want to say a greater purpose or a higher power or something, because I feel like at times like this, when there's an inexplicable tragedy, you're almost flailing about, like, why did it happen to this kid in this moment? And then you learn he's such a good kid. And so I don't know if any of that made sense to the audience. I hope it did. But that's how I was feeling watching something we'd never seen on an NFL field before.
So, Jose, very reflective there of a lot of different things. It would take another 5 hours to really break down what Nick had to say there, because he had a lot of great points. And pretty much everything he said and his own sentiments, I would agree with. A couple things I want to talk about. Number one, he talked about how he brought up the response afterwards on the positive, right? And it was absolutely a reflection of humanity. It was. Whether it was Cincinnati Bengals fans, whether it was Buffalo Bills fans, NFL fans, fans, period. Americans, period. Because this became more than just a football story after it went down. Nobody, I mean, 90, I would venture to say, Jose, myself and you included, 98% plus had never even heard this man's name. I've covered the NFL for a long time. I've been an NFL fan for a long time. I didn't know who he was before this game went down. I didn't know who he was until he passed out on the field. I had no idea. Yet, Nick talked about the charity that has blown through the roof. Over $3 million, I believe, has been raised for the Toys for Tots down in his native Pennsylvania area. It's a tremendous thing. And yes, the humanity that was shown and the class by the Cincinnati Bengals fans there and everything that's transpired in the last 3 days since it happened, as far as how hospitable the Bengals fans have been and the Bills fans have been, unbelievable. It's been a great response. And he talked about the other thing, Jose, right? The other side of the coin, the negative, regarding the people out there who think that football should basically be abolished. And this is one more gun in one more bullet in their gun. People that think that, you know, this is a too dangerous of a sport for kids to be able to play. And there's a whole other things, by the way, a bunch of other things. He talked about the vaccine. There's obviously now with social media, you can get idiots out there that have no medical experience whatsoever. They can put forth, you said you're a conspiracy theorist. You want to talk about conspiracy theorists? They were all over social media talking about how because he was vaccinated, that had something to do with a young athlete going down, and succumbing to this type of medical episode is because he took the vaccine. All that stuff, utter nonsense by crackerjack wanting people that think they have a medical degree that have no idea what they're talking about and putting that stuff out there. So he's absolutely right, too. There was a negative ramifications as far as something that I want to get your take on. The NFL, right? The immediate, almost immediate negative reaction towards the NFL because this whole 5-minute thing, somebody apparently, let me tell you something. If there was somebody, one of the higher ups of the NFL that called into Cincinnati and said, hey, you guys got to get out on the field in 5 minutes. We had to start playing this game in 5 minutes and wasn't taking into account everything that was happening in the moment at the time on that field that we all witnessed, where we saw the medical episode, we saw how it was handled by the medical professionals, we saw how the coaches and the players who went into the tunnels and were getting on the phone to the hospital to see what was going on. If some idiot in the fucking NFL office had the gumption to call them in the moment and say, oh yeah, 5 minutes, we need to get this game rolling in 5 minutes, after not kind of soaking all that in, that's the person, Jose. You talking about somebody at FS1 that should be fired? That fucking idiot at the NFL should be set out on his ass immediately. All right. Now look, I don't know if necessarily that was the call. Look, there's speculation back and forth. I don't think anything's been determined officially that somebody actually made that call and said that. I mean, it could have been something that was speculated on by Joe Joe Buck but if there was somebody that did, they should be fired. That being said, no one, Jose, you yourself included, I know you're working, but anybody that was watching that in the moment, regardless of where you were, if you were in the stadium or you weren't in the stadium, nobody really believed that game was going to start in 5 minutes, or thought that it should start in 5 minutes, or that they may even start the game over at all. Nobody thought that it was really even going to be a possibility. So, and that wasn't really the thought process, because I go back to what you and I said at the beginning of the show. It wasn't about football anymore. Once he was once he was unconscious and was not able to be revived and was not, you know, wasn't able to go off the field with a thumbs up or any type of, you know, positive thing where you could say, oh yeah, he's, you know, he may have the most horrific injury ever, but at least he's conscious, he's aware of himself, and he's able to leave the field and he's able to get some type of reception or at least acknowledgement that we know what happened. That's not what happened. It was a situation in which we didn't know. There was all this uncertainty, and nobody was thinking about football or trying to play the game, least of which the Cincinnati Bengals, the Buffalo Bills, who were on the field. So was spot on there. I look a different day, but he was pretty.
I think we're losing you, Chris.
In his reflection there as to what happened. You still got me now?
No, I got you. You were breaking up a bit. No, but I
okay. My bad.
I can't disagree with anything that you said at all. No, you're good. You're good. Not a problem. But look, man, the one thing that I will say about Nick Wright is that if you look at his explanation of the situation, obviously his wasn't an apology, right? You know, his was something that he was just commenting on based off of the situation. But you can see him not trying to be fake. No fake tears, no fake choke ups. It's all him being honest, giving a story, how he's putting certain situations and things and feelings and ideas that he's living through in his life together with what's going on with the DeMar Hamlin situation, and showing you that he's realizing, going, hey, maybe faith does matter a little more than I think. You know what I mean? Maybe telling this person that I haven't spoken to in a while, hey, I'm thinking about you, I hope you're good, and just picking up the phone means a lot more. Like, I don't know. That's what I took from his piece there and from what he said. I didn't just take away that he cares about the DeMar Hamlin situation. No, I totally believe that he does care 100%. And to him, it's not about breaking the news. It's about talking about what's going on. And he's probably hoping that the kid gets better soon and faster for him and his family. But I also believe that he's being sincere with everything that he's saying. I don't think he's trying to do anything or say anything to be fake. So that's the biggest difference between guys in the media like Nick Wright and others compared to guys like Bart Scott and freaking, you know, Skip Bayless. Bart Scott says some crazy shit sometimes, but this one kind of took me above when he kind of was trying to blame somebody else for what happened. At that point, bro, you're just bored trying to find something to nitpick at, to trying to find a way to spark a different conversation based off of someone else's, you know, downfall, which is not good. This young man's health and the heart situation and everything that happened is not something you should try to get a video out of or a like or a click, man. So I'm not doing it for that. I could care less if this show tonight gets 20, 30 views, Chris. I'm doing it because I felt that I had things that I wanted to say. I knew you wanted to talk about it as well. So I don't want people to feel that I'm out. Oh, DeMar, cool. I'm glad that that happened. I got something to talk about. No, but it's something that needs to be talked about. And there's a lot of people that want to give their thoughts and their feelings and their expressions. We talk media. We talk sports all day, Chris. That's all we do. That's part of our life. So why not jump out here and do it? But, man, we've been on here for a little bit over an hour, my guy. I'm going to go ahead and close it out. I think it's a good wrap now. We're at 12:30 in the morning, almost 1 a.m. I know you got things to do tomorrow. So do I. Tomorrow, I'll be at the Golden Knights game with my guy, Evan Guerra from Drumline.
I'll see you. I'll be there. Yeah, I'm covering it.
Perfect. Our guy, let me see here. Let me. I got to verify real quick because, you know, these emails come in late from these Golden Knights. Perfect. So big shout out to India Shea. She's media relations over there at the Vegas
Golden Knights. Trinity College's finest, my friend.
There you go.
Connecticut, Trinity College, Connecticut.
India Shea, big shout out to you. Greatly appreciate you. I saw the email. So our guy, Joel Bustamante, Joel Madrazos, as we call him, Joel B., he'll be at the game tomorrow night covering it for us. I'll be there in attendance as a fan. I got tickets to the game. My birthday month is this month of January. My birthday is January 19th. So I'm basically starting my birthday festivities. So me and my guy, Evan, are going to be out there. Evan's actually leaving to California. He'll be on assignment for the next 6 months out there doing his thing. So we're going to chop it up, have a good time. If we see you out there, Chris, tomorrow, take a quick pic, man, real quick. Get it going before you get up to the media press box. But I greatly appreciate you. But one more time, my guy, let everyone know where they can find you on all things social media before we get out of here.
Absolutely, Jose. Always good to join Straight Bet Sports. Find me at Christian Wynn on Twitter. Also find me at Christian W. Wynn on Facebook and CWynn77 on Instagram. And your birthday, Jose, January 19th. It's going to be a big night. Not only is it Mr. Vellante's birthday, but my Detroit Red Wings are in town for the one time during the season. It's a Thursday night matchup against the Vegas Golden Knights. So I'm pretty pumped for that night too as well.
That day, Chris. I'm off that day, and I'm off the day after. So I'm thinking about hitting that game as well. So we'll see what goes on, man. But I really appreciate you, my brother, as always. For those of you that do not know, Chris is the guy that gave me the foot. He was the first person. Let me get that clear. I've said it over and over again. I'll never forget. Chris, I know I sound like a broken record, my man, but you know me. I like to give kudos where they are.
It's all good. Yeah.
Chris was on ESPN Radio out here, Lotus Broadcasting, for many years.
Yeah.
And one day he's like, hey, you know what? We got 30 minutes towards the end. We don't have much to talk about. You want to come on and talk Monday Night Football? It was, I'll never forget, it was the year the Atlanta Falcons made it to the Super Bowl, Matt Ryan's MVP year, when they lost to the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl. They were playing the Seattle Seahawks that day. I remember being in the studio with you and Clay Baker. I'll never forget it. You gave me my first shot on live radio, ESPN out here, Fox, ESPN Las Vegas. Ended up meeting everybody else aside from that because of you. So I greatly appreciate you always, my man. You take care of yourself. You have a great night. And bless New Year and best of luck and continued success in this 2023, my guy.
Have a great week, Jose. Everybody take care, all right?
Peace. Once again, man, you guys were tuning in to Straight Bet Sports live from Las Vegas, Nevada. I've been your host, Jose V. My guy, Christian Wynn, just got off of the video line here with us. But look, man, the only thing that I will say, whether you like Skip Bayless or not, we're not always going to agree with everything. I'm not saying that I agree with the things that he said or didn't, but we all have our opinions and we all have our thoughts. At the end of the day, what he said doesn't matter. What any other media member says does not matter. What is going on with DeMar Hamlin, his health? That is all that matters. Him, his family, the Buffalo Bills, the whole organization, not the NFL. Forget the NFL. Screw them. It's all about the closest people involved to him. Family more than anything, and everybody else second. But remember, guys, pick up that phone. Make that phone call. Call someone that maybe you haven't spoken to in a while. Maybe you got into a fight, but you know you miss him and you know you love him. At the end of the day, you got to be the bigger person. Don't let something happen to the point where you're going to go, man, I wish I had that phone call. I wish I had that pickup, right? I wish I can go hang out with you at that bar one more time. But hey, don't make it the I wish. Make it the I did it. Till then, I've been your host, Jose V. This has been another episode of Straight Bet Sports. Please like our Twitter page down there at Jose_Volonte, at Straight Bet Sports, and on YouTube, youtube.com/Straight Bet Sports, on facebook.com/Straight Bet Sports as well. We appreciate you guys, man, for our sponsor, Eric Navarro. I'm out. I'm tired. I'll be at the Knights game tomorrow. Follow me on Twitter. You know how it is. I got some gambling stuff coming up in the works. I can't give you guys much details. But I'm not going to say that I'm going to become a professional, because that word is very hard to use. But let's just say I'm going to start handicapping. And handicapping for the people. Until next week, until tomorrow, who knows? The show is now as we go. Till then, I'm out. Peace. Take care, everybody. Appreciate y'all. And have a great night.